Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Nova Halavans, the founder and chief executive officer of Antiland. He launched the world's most popular anonymous chat app in 2015, and since then has helped over 30 million people cope with depression and loneliness. Looking forward to hearing the details. And Mr. Halavans, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
Hey, you're more than welcome and really good to have you out. So tell us, for starters, get into the details on what is Antiland and what is your vision.
Yeah, Antiland is like Burning Man in your pocket. It's an online community of more than 30 million members, united by more than 100,000 different chat rooms all over the world. It's like a huge party where everybody wears masks and talk about everything that really matters to them without any fear of judgment. Antiland chat rooms are anonymous and safe. Everything that happens in Antiland stays in Antiland.
And tell us, Nova, what was your overall inspiration for creating Antiland? Get into that. I'm sure that would be interesting to hear how that all came about.
Well, you know, Eric, it was depression. The depression was my inspiration. 5 years ago, I lost a multimillion-dollar company, and I was so depressed that one of my spinal discs was blown out and blocked one of my nerves so that I couldn't walk for 2 months. I wanted to talk about my despair with somebody, but I didn't feel safe sharing my pain with anyone who knows me. Since early childhood, I was brought up to be strong. I couldn't walk, but I could read and code, so I bought a book on how to code in Swift, read it, and launched a simple app, which was there for one reason: let me release my arrested feelings by talking to random people anonymously. And it worked. It actually helped me to recover from depression. I aired my feelings with random people. I found out that I'm not the only one having problems, and many people managed to overcome it. And it's pretty safe to show your weaknesses. That's what I learned from it.
Yeah, taking a big financial hit and having a health issue that had you unable to walk for 2 months, that does back up your depression situation for sure. And having the launch of Antiland, or the idea and the inspiration to create something like this, I can see how all that came about easily. Now, who benefits from being a part of the community, and who are your typical users?
Our client is a grown-up person who is ready to meet their authentic self. The average age of our users is 30 years. We've got slightly more men than women. Geographically, we are popular in 146 countries.
Wow, that is impressive, and you're certainly doing a fantastic job. It certainly sounds like it. Today we're joined by Mr. Nova Halavans, the founder and chief executive officer of Antiland, the world's most popular anonymous chat app that has helped over 30 million people cope with depression and loneliness. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now tell us, Nova, during COVID-19, have you seen an increase of users? Talk to us about that.
When we look at the numbers, we see that any major stressful event increases the user engagement. Imagine this. Right before COVID, our users shared around 5 billion messages every month. But in March, just several months after it all started, the number went up to 7.5 billion messages. So we got 50% user engagement increase just because of COVID. I reached out to the community and I asked them why. I've heard the same answer from several users. They said that during COVID-19, Antiland keeps them sane.
And that right there says it all, and especially now, this is a great resource to tap into, and really appreciate your introducing Antiland to the audience. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information and how they could use Antiland right now.
That's simple. If you want to join Antiland, you just go to the App Store, Google Play, or your web browser, search for Antiland, Well, the name is easy to remember. It's like Oakland or Switzerland, but anti-land. It's the anonymous chatting app with a cat mask on the black background. So you just download it, input your phone number or your username or your email, and you're ready to go.
Well, it sounds easy enough. Again, listeners, for more details, visit antiland.com. Mr. Halliburton's all the best, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Nova Hallemans, the founder and chief executive officer of AntiLand, the world's most popular anonymous chat app that has helped over 30 million people cope with depression and loneliness. And for further details and to take advantage of AntiLand or use it today, visit antiland.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.